Morning Watch. Being a vessel unto honor, a fully equipped man of God, by being empowered in the grace which is in Christ Jesus, to fully accomplish our ministry in the unique ministry of God's economy. Week 8. Fully accomplish your ministry. Tuesday. Related verses. 2 Corinthians 4 verses 1 through 7. Therefore, having this ministry as we have been shown mercy, we do not lose heart. But we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness nor adulterating the word of God, but by the manifestation of the truth commending ourselves to every conscience of men before God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled in those who are perishing, in whom the God of this age has blinded the thoughts of the unbelievers, that the illumination of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, might not shine on them. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus as Lord, and ourselves as your slaves for Jesus' sake. Because the God who said, "Out of darkness light shall shine," is the one who shined in our hearts to illuminate the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not out of us. 2 Timothy 4 verse 5. But you, be sober in all things, suffer evil, do the work of an evangelist, fully accomplish your ministry. Related reading. All the members of the body of Christ who do the work of the ministry participate in the unique ministry of God's New Testament economy. This unique ministry is the ministry of the Spirit who gives life. This ministry is the ministry of righteousness, which brings in justification unto life. The ministry of the law was the ministry of condemnation unto death, but the ministry of the faith, the New Testament, is the ministry of justification unto life. So it is altogether organic. The work of the ministry, to build up the body of Christ, is directly by the perfected saints in the growth in life. In 2 Corinthians 4 verse 1, Paul uses the pronoun we, referring to many ministers. Then, in 2 Timothy 4 verse 5, Paul charges Timothy to fully accomplish his ministry. This was Timothy's personal ministry, but this personal ministry was a part of the corporate ministry. This ministry, the unique ministry of the New Testament. The ministry in 2 Corinthians 4 verse 1 is the corporate ministry of all the New Testament ministers. In this corporate ministry, Paul had his portion, Peter had his portion, and Timothy had his portion. All the ministers have their own portion of the ministry. When we add all the portions together, we have this ministry, which is the New Testament ministry. The work of the New Testament ministry is to accomplish God's New Testament economy concerning the church and the building up of the body of Christ. Ephesians 4 verse 12 says that all the saints need to be perfected unto the work of the ministry. This means that hundreds and even thousands of saints can be perfected unto the work of the ministry. In this verse, the term the ministry is used. No doubt this refers to the unique ministry of the New Testament to carry out God's eternal purpose, which is contained in the New Covenant. God's new covenant contains God's economy. To carry out this economy requires much work, and that work is the ministry. Ephesians 4 verse 12 indicates clearly that to do the work of the ministry is to build up the body of Christ. In recent years, some of the dissenting ones have said that they accept all ministries, meaning many ministries. However, this is wrong. Since there is only one new covenant, how could there be many new covenant ministries? Many workers may have a part in constructing a building, but they do not carry out many different works. Rather, they carry out only one work. That one work is not done according to anyone's opinion, but is carried out under one superintendent, one master builder, and according to the unique copy of the blueprint. The one blueprint eliminates all opinions. Every part of the work must be done according to the one blueprint and under the leadership of the one master builder. In this way, all the workers carry out only one building work. We may speak of Peter's ministry, of Paul's ministry, or of Timothy's ministry, but we must do so with the realization that these individual ministries are only small parts of this ministry, the unique ministry of the New Testament. This ministry implies and includes all the ministers' pieces of the ministry. A jigsaw puzzle does not portray two pictures. Each puzzle shows only one picture. This picture is composed of many pieces. If we have the ability to put the pieces together properly, eventually we will see just one picture. Likewise, when we put all the individual ministries of the New Testament ministers together, we have just one ministry, the unique ministry of the New Testament.